B-52s, the kids that wear the flower pots in their hair, Devo. All these guys started emulating the runs on my guitar that they had dug up from my old albums. They don't realize it, but they're the ones who brought Dick Dale back again.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And movies and music go hand in hand, much like how gin and regret does too. But not only do people obsess over directors and actors and actresses, they have an affinity for the soundtracks and the musical scores. And there's a pretty fascinating reason why music impacts us so deeply. Stanford University conducted an experiment where they had participants lie in an MRI machine while listening to music. What they found was that music activated parts of the brain involved in movement, planning, attention, and memory. The neuroscientist Valerie Selimpour discovered that music stimulates the release of dopamine in the brain, which dopamine, or the feel-good hormone, tends to show up when we do pleasurable things, like gambling, eating, and some quality time between the sheets. So it makes sense as to why filmmakers would pay particular attention to the musical score. The music helps create a connection with an audience, and it helps with the storytelling. The musical score or the soundtrack of a movie can hint to a character's heartbreak, triumph, or even clue the viewer to when the bad guy is nearby, and so much more. But it wasn't always like this. Before we had the privilege of hearing some pretty great bands, artists, and composers, there were silent films. Between the 1890s to 1929, each individual theater provided the music for the film, either by phonograph or with a live musician or musicians. And for the most part, the pianist improvised to the film, or a small ensemble of musicians would perform a classical piece. But it was in 1929 that we could synchronize music and sound to celluloid. Then, suddenly, composers were commissioned by Hollywood to write new material for films. And this is only the tip of the iceberg to movies and music, but I know you're itching for this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Thank you.
The golden age of film scoring was between the 1930s to 1950s, where composers during this time primarily came from backgrounds in concert music and almost exclusively wrote orchestral pieces. And early composers that helped shape cinema as we know it are Max Steiner, also recognized as the father of film music, who extensively used leitmotif in the 1933 film King Kong, which leitmotif is a technique where specific instruments or musical themes are assigned to individual characters or events, which it's still obviously used in contemporary films like Jaws and Friday the 13th. Then there's an Austrian-born composer, Enric Korngold, whose many credits include 1938's The Adventure of Robin Hood and 1940's The Seahawks, which greatly influenced John Williams' work on a little movie in 1977 called Star Wars. So in 1951, the movie A Streetcar Named Desire took a major step forward. It featured a hybrid symphonic jazz score, which is a drastic change from the exclusively European sound. And the 1952 film High Noon featured the song Oh My Darling, which was instrumental in the commercial promotion for the movie. And after the success of Oh My Darling, studios began asking composers to write original songs for their films and promotional purposes. Then there's Miles Davis, who not only contributed to jazz, but to French noir. Elevator to the Gallows is a jazz score in its purest form, as it had been scored with a trio of musicians improvising to the screen. And this film actually kicked off why they associate jazz or the trumpet to noir. And this particular film makes Miles Davis the first African-American film composer, paving the road for later artists like Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and Terrace Blanchard. And there's so much more to dive into, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy! So that's it for this week, guys. Another week, another episode gone. And I really, really am super grateful for everyone that has tuned in and shared with friends and messaged me. Thank you guys so much. I'm grateful for this little community that has been so supportive through this journey. And if you haven't yet, find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under Napalm Nanny in the Shack, along with my blog on WordPress under the same name, which has some pretty cool content coming pretty soon. So till next week, I am your four-eyed host to this pirate podcast, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.